Log Talk Radio.
We salute all the guide dogs, especially this month, that take the responsibility of keeping their owners safe, their masters safe, and all those who have to deal with the political situation of getting a guide dog. So this show, dedicated to the honor and the memory of Joe Arion, the great advocate, inner sight. And the big question tonight is, during this guide dog month, where do guide dogs come from? Now, we all know that there's different schools. Well, a lot of us know, not all of us. Different schools throughout the country that produce guide dogs, and they breed them. They spend a lot of money on it, too. And many a times, some of those dogs don't make the grade as a guide dog for one reason or another. You know, they just can't deal with it. Every dog has a flaw of some way or another. No matter how much you spend on it to breed it, and you do the best you can with it, no dog is perfect. And you got to remember, a dog is not a machine. It's a living creature. A lot of people forget that. But the guide dog can come from many, many, many different places. There can be a stray dog down the corner. There can be a guide dog. There can be any number of dogs in the shelter that could be a potential guide dog. And, you know, the fact that the... I remember one time I was... I went to a meeting one time, and a friend of mine was there. I don't think I had my dog with me. She did, had her dog with her. And there was a guy there from one of the schools, and he, she said to him, "Well, why don't you try to search the shelters and see if you have any potential rescues for a guide dog?" And he really wasn't open to the idea at all. He said, "Oh, we find that breeding them is better." You know, he closed the subject. And she didn't pursue the subject because, for obvious reasons, I mean, she had a dog from a school. I don't know if it was his school, but we talked about that last night. People who have to deal with these schools are being very stifled in how they really feel about a situation, especially if they deny the dog and they go and they train for weeks and weeks and struggle to do the right thing and try to figure out, how this dog was trained by this school, and they got to be thinking, "Hey, I didn't train this dog. How am I supposed to know all this, you know?" And even if you teach a person and you keep them there 3 weeks and you try to get them to become the trainer, because that's really what's happening, you're working with that dog. You're contributing to the training that dog had. So even if you do that, it doesn't mean that the person, the blind person, is going to get it and be able to always handle that dog. You see, that's why the school should be flexible, And that's why, for those who want it, the school should give classes on how to train guide dogs. Then if you went into the school and trained for 3 weeks with a dog, you'd have a much better understanding of what's going on, you know, because you've had that additional training. But the way it is now, you know, most people go in there cold and they don't know a dog from a hole in the ground, you know what I mean? They don't know what's going on. I've seen it happen. I've witnessed it. So the guide dog can come from anywhere. Any dog that's willing and healthy enough can be trained as a guide dog. Now, the schools are locked into a certain breeds of dogs, you know, because that's where they've put their money. You know, that's where the whole thing lies, the breeds that they breed and bring up and you know, all the puppy people that they use to raise the puppy and all that stuff, which to me is not the best way to do it. You know, best way to do it is to have a committee of disabled people who can work and help raise the puppies and the dogs. That way the dog gets used to somebody who's disabled. Because remember, as far as I know, not one of these schools have a blind trainer. And to me, my way of thinking, that's a contributing factor as to why some of these dogs don't make the grade, you know. They know the person's not blind who's working with them. You know, you cannot fool an intelligent dog. You know, maybe some dogs you can, but not all. They know. They can sense disability very well. So keep in mind that a guide dog can be anywhere in this country. You know, my first guide dog, after I'd been denied by Guiding Eyes, was a stray. He had heartworm. We had to cure him. And he, very powerful Akita, and he made it. And we turned him into a guide dog. Very willing. My Mountain was the first one that was trained. And I had a trainer. And then I learned how to do it by observing. And, of course, I learned a lot from Dave Burke, who was a former Guiding Eyes trainer. But there was a dog that came right off the street, you know. A beautiful, sweet dog. I mean, there's a million of them out there, you know. And the schools should support and help anyone who's blind and disabled, who want to try to rescue a dog, you know, and train it on their own or have some help training it. The schools should help people to do that. Now, that's one facet that we have to have put in this licensing, because the Seeing Eye started that way. You know, if we're going to license these schools, then people who need them, who are dealing with them, have to have rights. Otherwise, it doesn't. It's just another step which doesn't mean a damn thing. Oh, we have a license, you know. Unless there's regulations and all that, it doesn't mean anything. So, yeah, the answer is a guide dog can come from anywhere. And you never really know where that guide dog can come from, you know, after you train it, of course. Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, and certainly a lot of Akitas. Akita's a great working dog. So, you know, any number of the rescues, by the way, have potential service dogs. Any one of them. Take your pick. BigEastAkitaRescue.org, 609-388-7004. If you want to dial them up, adopt an Akita. And around the world, nobody starved on Long Island with my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. You need dog food, cat food, medical help. Thank God for Gary. So, check them out. And there's someone who's worthy of your help. Nobody starved on Long Island. They've done a lot for my dog. Food, medical. And so did the Big East Akita Rescue. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, and all the others, go an extra mile for a child and watch out for the children and help them. All right, let's see, what else we got? Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, Silo, 631-880-7929. Any information you need about the disabled, meetings, political stuff, socials, you know, you can find a lot of info on their website, Silo. Let's see, what else we got? Around the world, Baccaro's Italian Tavern. They're the cool place. Back in May, and we thanked them for that, for caring that much. Baccaro's Italian Tavern, 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park, New York, 516-798-1555 on the Baccaro's. And we go around the world every night, every weeknight, 8 to 9, Inner Sight. And by the way, we do have programming on the weekends. Maria does the autistic program. I don't know if she's on every week, but I think she started to do the show every week again. Sunday night. You know, check the time. The time of her show may fluctuate because she has an autistic daughter that demands a lot of her time. All right, Inner Sight and Turo Law Center, 631-761-7000, right next to the courthouse, Central Islip, New York. And don't forget about our civil rights attorney, James Bahamundi, at 516-783-9662. If you have any civil rights questions, give Jimmy a call. And by the way, now he's looking for people who are visually impaired who have difficulty with the Long Island Railroad. So I'm going to be making a list that for Jim. All right, let's see. What else we got? Around the world, Inner Sight, Good Mojo Printers, 631-666-1010. And my good friend, Anthony Kennedy Realty. We thank him for being part of the committee and now donating his office to get this letter to Senator Phil Boyle of Long Island, New York, and to get the process going to license the service dog schools. So we're on top of that, and we're working on it, and we'll be in Mr. Kennedy's office next week to get this letter together. All right, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. So there you have it. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, give Mr. Kennedy a call at 631-888-1186. And we thank him. We thank all our friends. We thank Suffolk Bus for putting one of their executives on the committee. Greatly appreciate that. The committee, the Inner Sight Freedom Committee, to license the guide dog schools. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, and it's Guide Dog Month, September. And, you know, the idea that I'll never forget the story told to me by Barbette Haggerty, a beautiful lady, and her daughter is visually impaired, and she took her daughter to the lighthouse some years back. And you know how people get together and they talk, and the mother's blab and all that, and while the kids are trying to play and all that. So Babette, a great, great dog trainer, said, "Oh, I'm going to train a dog for my little girl as a guide dog." I think her daughter was about 4 or 5 at the time. And these people at the lighthouse, oh, they jumped all over her. "Oh, you can't do that. It's got to be a special dog. It's got to come from a special school. It's got to be a special breed. It's got to be this, got to be that." And Babette got really annoyed. She said, "Wait a minute. Don't tell me I can't train a dog. I can train a dog to do anything." And she literally could. You know, so people are misinformed about where a guide dog comes from. That's the point. They don't know. Just like they don't know that the schools are not licensed to train dogs. They don't know that. Just like they don't know that if you train your dog on your own, the school butts in and you can't get the medical, the animal medical, for your guide dog. So that's what's going on here. You know, part ignorance and part just refusing to believe, you know, that a stray dog has the smarts to be a guide dog. And they forget. Or they don't know that the first dog that ever was a guide dog was a stray dog. You know, somebody once said to me, a dog knows when you rescue them, when you take them out of a a bad situation, you know, or a lonely situation, like having to be in a cage most of the time. They know when you rescue them and care about them and take care of them. And this person went on to say, most dogs are grateful to have a purpose in life, you know, instead of just sitting around and moping and not, you know, have no, just eat and go out and all that. So a dog knows when you the right type of dog. I mean, you know, the one who has the smarts and the wisdom to be a service dog. They know that you've helped them, that you care about them, and that makes them more inclined to help the person who rescued them. That's why rescues can be so loyal to their owners, you know, because they appreciate the fact that you took them out of a not so cool situation and even saved their lives from the street and all that, from having to live on the street and not know where their next meal is coming from. So the idea of rescue is really a good one, you know. And as I said last night, I think there should be a law that these agencies must first go to the shelter, you know, and find the right dogs and test them and evaluate them and all that, and work with those dogs instead of spending all that money on breeding dogs. There should be a law like that to protect the animals, you know, because people take these dogs many a time, and they my first dog that we had to train on our own, my mountain, big Akita, somebody threw him out on the street upstate. Threw him right out on the street. You know, it was the end of the summer. That's usually when it happens, this time of year. And, you know, he contracted heartworm. Poor thing would have died. We saved his life. The Sons of Italy donated the money. We saved his life. And he saved my life for many, many years. So, there certainly should be a law to help these dogs that are in the shelters, many of whom are going to be destroyed, you know, simply because there's no room. You know. And, you know, there you have it. Why don't the agencies do something about it? They don't care about dogs enough, obviously, you know. By the way they're set up tells you that. All right, Inside Around the World, television, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, and on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3, and Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, Channel 20, all over Long Island, so give us a look. By the way, we can't take phone calls. again tonight. We don't have an engineer, and we haven't been able to open the phone, so we apologize for that. Again, you can, if you want to leave a comment on the show, call the Inner Sight number, which is not the radio number or the podcast number. The Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. You can call and leave a comment on the program if you want to. We can't take phone calls. We apologize to those who may be calling in. And we appreciate your phone calls. We're trying to remedy the situation, and we continue to work on it, and we'll get the remedy on it. Yes, guide dogs can come from anywhere, literally. I had a Rottweiler guide dog some years back. My niece had a dog, Rottweiler. Dog's name Sheba. And we trained it, and it did guide work for, I don't know, 4 years. It was an older dog, but she was able to do it. Good guide. A little bit overly protective, but you know, I was able to handle that. So she got that was a rescue, that dog, that Rottweiler. So there you have another situation. You know, a dog that was a rescue that turned into a guide dog, a service dog. Inner Sight around the world. And, you know, it's really amazing how these agencies that train the dogs refuse to look at the entire picture. You know, they're so locked into the way they operate. And that's one of the biggest problems that you can face when you have to go to a school, or when you even apply. You know, you can't apply to a guide dog school and say, hey, a friend of mine has a rescue. I'd like to explore. You know, would you please send the trainer down and let him or her go with me and give me, you know, give me your opinion, and let's see if one of these rescues would work. You can't put that on an application. They'll throw it out. They won't even consider it, because they're too closed-minded. And you know something? That makes them bad trainers, to be closed-minded like that, because they think they know it all. And unless they live it, they really don't know it that well. So there you have another, hope for the licensing process. All these things have to be in the regulations. You know, not just, you know, you're going to license these schools and you're still going to go on the waiting list and wait a year and not know if they're training a dog for you and have no right. No. That's not what we're talking about. And we're going to explain this in the letter to Senator. Because unless there's a change, you know, if the person disagrees, there would have to be an arbitrary or even a court case. You know, well, what do you mean this dog can't be a guide dog? I have a trainer who says it could. You know, you're training, you don't agree. You've raised the money, you know. Isn't that money supposed to be there to help me? So the whole thing has to be sought out and really programmed in the right way to license these schools. Because we're talking about people's lives. You know, and the other thing that I was thinking of, where the dog is trained, isn't that important? You know? The dog should be trained where the person needs it, or where the person wants it to be trained. That's why somebody said to me, inner sight, where's your school? And my answer was, our school is wherever people are who need the dog. That's where the school is. That's because we're creative. You know? The agencies, a lot of these agencies have a rule. First time applying for a dog, you can't have home training. Well, that's stupid. That's ridiculous. Why? You know? Why make it harder on the person?
Hello.
You've trained the dog where the person lives, and it's going to be easier because that's where that dog is going to work.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, you're there.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you died or something.
God forbid, please.
You didn't come
really?
On the air.
No, I came on the air. I have a splitting headache, though.
Yeah, well. That makes
I
sense.
Had a good outcome, but I just have a really bad headache. I was worrying for no reason at all.
Well, I don't know, but... You want to check the board?
Yeah, and let me see who wants to speak, who doesn't, who's listening,
on?
who's flipping on their head, whatever, you know. I had an interesting experience. Let me tell you, Jaws is
well
worth it.
Well, first check the board.
I am. I'm waiting to think. Oh, okay. One person... Looks like they're listening. They haven't queued in yet.
Huh.
Okay.
Now, what were you going to say?
Well, today was very interesting. I went to Helen Keller National Services.
Mm.
And they did help me. They are the ones who put through the order. Now, I just have to wait for...
Put through what
Mister,
order?
For the computer.
Oh, they. Well, what did they do? They put it through.
They said to me, "We need you to start up with the computer. Make sure that you are capable of using the computer, and then the time comes." Oh, they also said to me, "You're on the borderline of almost needing Braille."
Wait a minute. Let's stick to the computer. So, they ordered a computer from where?
From Dell.
Huh?
Straight new, out of the box.
They're going to give you a new one.
Brand new, spanking.
How do you know that?
That's what he told me. He told me that, and then I'm getting new everything.
They're
and
either
warranty for 3 years.
They're either afraid of you or they're lying to you. Either one.
No, he's afraid, I guess. I don't know.
So when
no,
are you supposed
think,
to get this computer?
I have to wait for, I don't know, who knows, Mr. Hornblower. to, I'm saying Hornblower because I don't want to say his name, but he has to approve it.
Oh, you mean it's up to the commission to get you the damn thing?
Yes. No, they have to approve it, and then Helen Keller gets it for me. And then, after that, I have to
don't
give them...
Don't hold your breath.
Wait. They had a lot to say. I mean, a lot to say. Tomorrow, I'll fill your head. But right now, I'm just going to make it the short version. They were really, really... I was surprised. I really was. My experience.
Well, we're getting off the subject here, but.
Yeah. I know. My experience was way different. And I met a nice guide dog there. Two guide dogs, actually. One was a poodle, and one was a Labrador. And they actually have a site. Guide dog that they sit down, and if you want to, they'll help train you with.
They have a what?
A guide dog that if you want to see how you work with a guide dog, they have a guide dog that's a resident there, and they will train you with that guide dog. I met that guide dog, and I was asking about it. I said, oh, a lab, a black lab.
Who
and
does that?
I said, that's what the woman said to me.
What woman? Well, where is she from?
From Helen Keller.
Helen Keller doesn't train guide dogs.
Helen Keller National Services has a site. They don't train guide dogs. Now, hear me. They have a dog that is at their site that if you have, like, mobility issues... They will show you how to correct your mobility issues. And if you ask about a dog and you want to know more about guide dogs and you want to just see if you're able to handle a dog, they will let you see that guide dog.
Yeah, but they're not trainers. What do they know about it?
They have this woman there who I was speaking with.
Yeah.
And she is a trainer. She's a trainer and
Your phone is goggling. Just put it on the
floor.
You're better on the speaker.
Anybody willing to donate a phone? I need one.
Well, you should have told the Helen Keller.
Oh, I did.
There.
I did, but they said they used the CapTel, and that's the Braille phone. And I don't know Braille yet. But he said to me, I'm going to need it soon. Oh, I have something interesting. I was able to use a Braille display. You would love it.
You didn't. Let's talk about the guide dog thing because this is what
that's the main subject. I know
is about. this guide dog that you're talking about, is this a dog or is it a website?
What, the dog? It was the actual dog, breathing, living.
It's a dog.
Yes.
And what are they saying that they this woman is a trainer?
Oh yeah, I saw her training. I saw her with my own two eyes.
And she'll let someone.
She's not like a. She's more of a mobility instructor slash. She does has done training with guide dogs. And also is a mobility. She's a liaison between the two. There.
Sounds very confusing.
No, she is a mobility instructor, strictly there.
Yeah,
that
you
is
mean
the
with
title
the cane.
There. What?
She's a mobility instructor with the parapetology with the cane.
No. She's a mobility... Her what do you call, title there... is mobility instructor, but she is responsible for the guide dog training there. But not like a guide dog trainer herself. They're giving out guide dogs.
Sense.
No,
I mean,
she doesn't do
confusing.
That. If somebody comes and they're interested, they will, she will, and asks about, it's the facility's guide dog for people to, if they want to ask questions or want to know more about a guide dog, that's all. and what a guide dog does.
Why don't they give the guide dog?
No, this dog is more as an assessment tool. You understand?
Why is the dog there? Does the person get to be guided by the dog?
Yes. And the dog is so friendly. Oh, my God. I think it's also to relax people, too. Because I was so nervous. That dog just licked me up. And you know how I've been missing my two dogs? It really relaxed me a lot.
So what do? They have a dog there.
Yeah.
That's a guide dog with a harness, right?
Yes.
And they'll let someone go outside
with it, yeah, just to see how they feel with the harness.
And let the dog guide this person with this trainer.
Right. And if they feel that they like it, then they'll send them off to a guide dog school. That's how.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Send them off to a guide dog school.
Yeah. Or, you know how the guide dog school says, oh, you need mobility training, like how they throw you there. I think this is their solve between the cane training and the mobility training, that they're trying to bridge that gap. Maybe, I don't know. That's what I'm sort of thinking. But they're sort of saying if people are asking for guide dogs and they're really interested in guide dogs, there is something missing there. So maybe they're trying. I don't know.
Yeah, there's something missing there. They're not
licensed. I know, the guide dogs.
They're not licensed to train the dog.
That too, and the guide dog itself.
Yeah.
I am so convinced now. When I held the dog, but see, that dog was not for me. That dog was too bubbly. That's a good word.
Well, did you go out with the wheelchair and let the dog guide you?
I just held it. I was too afraid to take the dog out. Honestly, it was just she was just taking it for a bathroom walk, and the dog was just too much for me. That dog wasn't made for me. Honestly, he was too much of a puppy yet.
Might not have been the right dog.
It wasn't, by no means.
Yeah.
By no means. But you know what? It's only a 2-year-old dog, and it needed... Well, the dog had obedience training, yes, if you told it to sit. I did tell it, like, twice to sit, and then on the third time it sat. It took a bit, you know, but don't forget, you're like, 4 or 5 people are telling the darn dog to sit, you know? And it's like, who's telling me to sit next? You know, I don't know who wants them to sit.
Well, I mean, anybody can take a walk with a guide dog if it's trained.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're blind, you want to see what it does.
Yeah.
There's no big deal with that.
No, but I think this also dog was more like a companion dog for the facility, too. If people are getting upset or something, they have this dog there. I think that.
Well, I don't know. Now you're saying it's a companion. What is it?
No. I think it's a combination. I think because they have a residence there, like where they have people, and maybe they're assessing people, to see if they're they feel as if they, because people live there, they have a whole section where people live there. They come from other states. I met this woman there. And I told her I would bring her on the show tonight. I am such a bad woman. I fell asleep when I came home. I got an email and I'm so sorry I fell asleep when I came home. I did, and that's why I'm late for the show. I have such a headache.
Well, they didn't say...
I ran out of oxygen on the way home, that's why.
they didn't say that they would train a dog for you.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
No.
What
but
the
I told her, and I was kind of upset about it.
You know,
I said,
"I mean, if
well,
you were there, and they were asking the commission to pay for this computer. Why didn't they go a step further and say, hey, pay for the training of our dog?'
Not only that, pay for all the training that I need soup to nuts. Hey, yeah, I'm deafblind. I'm considered deafblind. Why don't you do that?
Well,
you know, I'm hearing impaired, visually impaired, but still, it's in the deafblind category. You know, why don't you give me the services that I need for deafblindness? You know?
Let's see if you get the computer. Is this computer going to have voice on it?
Yeah, if I get that, I'll be surprised. What?
Is it going to have voice on it and all that?
Everything. Do you know there is the best part? There's a difference, okay? There's something called Fusion, and then that software has the transition if your eyes are getting worse. So it goes from seeing it to not seeing it. I like that. Because, you know, now I can see it, and then later on I won't be able to see it. It reads everything to you. Frank, so remember when we were talking about it reading everything? It reads everything. Remember we were talking about Jaws? It reads everything. It literally reads everything.
Well, let's see. Let's see if you get it.
Yeah, no, I know we're going to get it.
And the other thing is, let's see if you're going to own it or the commission owns it.
Well, here's the scoop. All right, I spoke with the commission on that. As long as you remain in your employment for a certain period of time, then
what employment? You don't have a job.
No, when you get a job.
Oh, so you won't get the thing until you get a job.
No, here's the thing. She says you have to learn this computer, and she also said to me that if you're thinking about going to school, which I am, I want to do something, and I want to go for school for it, and it's going to be in computer technology. The reason why I'm doing it in computer technology is I really have to. If I'm going to go back for any computer type of job, I need to go back to school. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it, because the industry has changed a bit. So it's more into...
Let's see if you get it. Remains to be seen.
Yeah, no, he said to me. He said I could.
Doesn't mean a damn thing to you until you get it.
That's what he said. You know why they get? I suppose they get their money from people when they send people to college. So I don't mind going to college. Yeah. So I said I'm going to college.
All right. In a sight around the world. Meantime, how about doing the Able News?
Yeah, no problem. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 28 years, almost 29, but not yet, 28 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, and don't forget to sign our petition. Can we get a look at that petition?
Yeah, let me see if I can get a decent number on it. Oh, shoot.
See if you can find it. You know, Guide Dog Month, and we're trying to get as many names as possible to get these schools licensed so that people can have rights in dealing with the Guide Dog
school. Well, I got to tell you about one quick thing. I met this girl there. Well, not girl. She's my age. I call her girl. Look at me. Woman. There, and the funny thing is she's losing her sight since birth. It's one of those things. Oh, she has the same condition as Helen Keller had, but hers is a different type. Like, they have subtypes, so hers is a different type, she said. So we were talking, and I said, they don't know what I have. They just know that my illness just keeps, you know, attacking my nerves. That's all. It's similar to MS, which it is, very similar to MS. Anyway, so basically my nerves keep attacking themselves. Anyway, so I told her that. And she does play the guitar, since for 30 years and all by, you know, at the time she was able to hear a little bit. Now she doesn't hear too well, and more, she doesn't see too well. She's, you know, deafblind, but she's such a nice woman. She's from New Hampshire, and she's living there. She's learning Braille now because her sight really went. So I'm not.
So how did you communicate with her if she couldn't hear or see?
We were having a really interesting. Well, she has hearing aids, and she's got really strong hearing aids like me. And we stood very close to each other, and we spoke very loudly, both of us. She said something to me, and I couldn't hear her, and I said something to her, and blah, 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 all the time on, and we really sounded loud. It was funny.
Though. Well, that's all right.
How's the petition? I'm getting to it. Give me a second. It's coming up slow. Wow. Why?
All right. In a sight.
Julia.
Yes.
Oh,
pick out your own dog.
Yes.
You know?
CH?
Oh, sorry.
And let the agencies help you to train it.
Oh, I got
it. If you want that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'd like
them
to.
Why? Because look at all the money they raise.
I'd like them to.
Hold it, hold it. Look at all the money they raise to train the dog. Now, one of the things, if you make an application, you know, and then you get a letter, you wait, I don't know, 6 months, 9 months, a year, you get a letter, we don't have a dog for you.
No, that annoys me, that statement.
You know, now, how do you know? Did they look for a dog? Did they train a dog? Did they breed a dog? You know, did they raise the $50,000 to $100,000 to get you a dog?
All right, I got a number for the petition, by the way.
Yeah, hold it. They used the applications, undoubtedly, to raise money.
Yeah.
You know, now in the time that you wait on the waiting list, suppose you find a dog.
Yeah, they don't give
you
any money.
This is really a horrible situation. You're on this waiting list. You're trying to get a guide dog. You're blind. You want to live your life, right? On the waiting list, if you find a dog and you have it evaluated, you know, they're not going to help you.
No, they aren't.
But yet, did they raise the money to help you?
No.
See what happened to you when you have no rights?
No.
It's a horrible, horrible situation because they don't have a license to train a dog. You don't know if they've trained a dog for you, you know, or they couldn't breed a dog, or what's happened to the money to train the dog. You don't know anything. You don't know a damn thing. You don't know your ass from your elbow. And you can't call them up when you're on that waiting list and say, hey, how's my dog doing? What did my dog do today? What phase of training is it? Oh, I'd like to come in and see how this is done. I want to witness the training. You can't do that. You got nothing. They treat you like garbage. But yet they keep the money. Son of a bitch.
I know.
All right, now, what'd you say? You have
a
petition.
Yeah. All right, hang on. It is, drum roll, 76,069, and we have 2 signers within the last 5 days, and one within the last 12 hours.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, that's the petition, change.org, InnerSight.
Oh, Anna, not me. I'm getting old, Frank.
Yeah, old. I don't
know.
In that
stuff.
Anybody on the line?
No. We had.
I don't believe in that old stuff.
I know. My body's old, but my mind is young.
I'm getting younger.
You're getting younger, huh? Your body.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to get younger, too.
I must have walked about 5 miles today.
Oh, can I walk with you one day?
I don't know.
Walk.
There's too much.
What?
I don't know if your chair can take the terrain.
Yeah, my head probably full of books. Sorry.
That's the thing.
You know.
By the
what?
Way, I found out something very interesting from Bahamundi.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
And this is related because it relates to the guide dog thing. Why we as visually impaired people don't have rights with the ADA. Because the ADA originally was made and brought about for people in wheelchairs, not for people who are visually impaired. It left out millions and millions of people.
So wait, now, if they're basing things, now, I have a little touch of every freaking goddamn disability, and do I want it? No. Okay. Now, that being said, okay, you know, it's really not right to exclude a certain group of people.
Well, that's what they did.
I know, but
that's
I don't feel, you know, I don't feel any attachment to any of my disabilities, by the way. I just feel an attachment to my own body and being myself.
And
okay,
that's why it's very unclear in the ADA when you're dealing with a situation that's visually impaired and you've been discriminated against. How do you like this?
Terrible.
They left us out.
No matter what. Terrible.
They friggin' left us out. But you know what? It's typical. It's typical. Happens all the time. You know? I mean, where the hell were the agencies for the blind when this thing was being written? They sold us out, the son of a bitch.
Nah, they so did. You know,
how
I think
like
here it is. I think... Oh, it's too much. It's too much to expect. See, that there's that word. Expect people to. You know, I'm not expecting nobody to do... You know, I expect people to do everything for me. Just like everybody else.
Well, they made it wrong in the first place.
No, I never was that way.
People wouldn't have to do anything for you if they made it right.
You know... Frank, it's really terrible. I never felt that way in my entire life about anything until I became disabled and I was prevented from doing things, and it was terrible. It is. All of it.
Well, let's see if you get the damn computer.
And if I don't, what are we going to do?
I have a feeling it's going to be another fight.
And what are we going to do?
Well, right now we got to get off the air. Hey, tomorrow night the Follies, and tune right in, and you'll hear how Ralph Crandon would handle a hacker.
That's a good
one. Back up, Ralph. Will you cut that out? So that ought to be fun, Ralph Crandon and the hacker. Tomorrow night on the Follies. All right, I want to thank all our listeners. Everybody, thank you for signing the petition. And Suzanne, thanks for engineering and the co-host.
You're welcome. I wish
and
I could do more sometimes.
We'll be with you tomorrow night live around the world in a sight.
Mm-hmm.
It's Guide Dog Month.
Yeah.
You want to help, send Senator Boyle a letter. Tell him to license the schools. Simple as that.
Yeah.
All you got to say is, dear Senator, license the guide dog schools.
That's very true.
To train dogs. That's all you got to say.
Or just please license the guide dog schools. Simple.
All right. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 phone number. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. inner sight.
Good night, everyone.